Good afternoon. Welcome to our service, remembering our loved ones who have died. This service was not held last year, so this is for those who have lost loved ones in this year and in the last year. The last year, of course, because of the COVID pandemic. So we're remembering those who have died over the last 2 years. I hope every group, every family, every individual necessarily will have a leaf. Please indicate if you haven't, and we've got spare leaves at the back that can be handed out if for those of you who haven't got a leaf. Looks everybody who wants one has got one, which is good. So we have come together at this service to remember our many loved ones, to reflect on all they have meant to us, and to draw comfort from the precious memories we have of them. We believe that there is hope and new life to be found in Jesus, through death as well as in life. And so we ask God to strengthen our faith and life in him. And so the choir are going to lead us in our worship. Join together to say, Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus Christ, you have given us a true faith and a sure hope. Strengthen this faith and hope in us, that we may live as those who believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand as we sing our first hymn.
Thank you.
Please sit down. God of all creation, who cannot be contained by our boundaries or by our definitions, light from beyond the galaxies, seas without a farther shore, you are present in every place, in every moment in history. You are here and with us now. Help us to know today that those from whom we are separated in death, by its long silence, its aching presence, are each of them in your presence, that beyond our horizons, beyond our boundaries, beyond our understanding, they are held in your embrace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is taken from Romans chapter 8. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'd like you to look at the leaf that you were given when you came into church. At this time of year, as the leaves fall, we can see them in their glory better than at any other time. Just as on All Souls' Day, we can see the glory of human life all the clearer. Just look at the leaf you are holding. Each one is unique. Each has a different shape, colour, texture. Each has its own story, which is part of the story of creation. Hold the leaf in the palm of your hand and touch it. See its beauty for what it is. Isn't its pattern remarkable? But notice too that the leaf has its own rough edges. Each one has scars, bruises, tears, the marks of its life. But do these marks not add to its beauty rather than spoil it? Once these leaves were part of a tree, depending on it for their life. But now, separated from the tree, does their beauty not remain? Are they not still part of creation? So these leaves remind us of ourselves and also of the people who have helped to make us who we are, those whose story we can tell, whose pattern of life was remarkable to us, who sometimes bore the marks and scars of life, but whose beauty remains. We are part of a greater life than we know, part of God's eternal plan. The beauty lives on. The glory of life never fades. The prophet Jeremiah said, Blessed is everyone who trusts in the Lord. They will be like a tree planted by the waterside that sends out its roots along a stream. Its leaves never fade. It does not fail to bear fruit. These leaves have fulfilled their purpose. They have done their work. In a moment, there will be some gentle music played, and you will be invited to come and to lay your leaf on the ground in front of the communion table. We will set them down so that the leaves combine into the shape of a cross. Come in your own time, when you're ready. The music will play for as long as is needed. Just place your leaf on the floor and then go to the communion small table. Take a candle and light it, and then place it on the main table for someone whom you remember. And we will see the cross being shaped out in the lives we remember. And we will see the lights that still shine in our lives.
As we prepare to do that, we'll sing our next hymn. Please stand. To bring your leaf or leaves up and lay them on the cross-shaped material there as Tim plays some appropriate music for us. Thank you. in this next prayer, I'll invite you to say the first line in your own heads, and then we will all together join together. We all join with the second line. May they be a memory that forever shines in my heart. May they be a memory that is never extinguished. May they be a memory that never fades. Heavenly Father, be my light in time of darkness. Be my shield in times of vulnerability. Be my companion in times of loneliness. I pray all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And together we say, Merciful Father and Lord of all life, we praise you that men and women are made in your image and reflect your truth and light. We thank you for the lives of the many loved ones we remember today, for the love and mercy they received from you and showed among us. We thank you for every memory of them, for the lessons they have taught us, the example they have been, and for the love they have shared. And now we are going to share those names that have been given to us for those who have died in the last 2 years. Derek Austin, Denise Bennett, Donald Biffin, Margaret Biffin, Suzanne Margaret Billett, Kathleen Blur, Enid Bowden, Margaret Jean Bowles, Valerie Chadwick, Philip Chapman.
Richard Cole, Daniel Jason Collett, Annette Conningham, George Conningham, Ron Cullen, Diana Cullen, Brenda Daly, Indrandi De Silva, Joy Deacon, Christopher Devitt, Jeffrey Dimond, Miles Earle,
Harry Elliott, Robert John Fiddes, Sydney Charles Fisher, Isaac Francis, Dorothy French, John French, Marjorie Fry, Kathy Gibbs, Roy Gladding,
Audrey Goodenough, Bob Goodenough, Helen Granger, Joyce Green, Philip Green, Jeffrey Groombridge, Jeffrey Harrison, Marion Haskins, Mara Hasler, Betty Hawkins,
Hilda Mary Higgins, Christine Mary Hillier, Herta Hitzelberger, Wendy Humby, Bob Humerick, Gladys Marion Humphreys, Valerie Humphreys, Hubert Ronald Huntley, Ilya Iliev, Elise Ingham,
Robin Johnson, June Mary Jones, Patricia Lawrence, Margaret Lee, John Lee, Margaret Lee, Jenny Lee, David Limpus, Helen Livingston, Robert Walter Lord,
Donald Manning, Gerald Thomas Hugh Martin, Pervez Massey, Brian Mattock, Frank Millard, Dorothy Rachel Ann Montague, Kathleen Netto, Monica Nicholas, Jill O'Brien, Brian Payne,
Dorothy Perham, Dieter Pollard, Alice Florence Poulter, Kevin Puffett, Joe Purvis, Johnny Purvis, Dawn Purvis, Patricia Ann Rich, Terence Malcolm Root, Emma Mary Rose,
Evelyn Mary Rowland, Bill Ruck, Dorothy Ruck, Janet Ruck, Jacqueline Saunders, Pauline Frances Sibley, Patricia Ann Smith, Sheila Margaret Spellman, Pearl Enid Elizabeth Rose Stevenson,
Mavis Strange, John Keith Stratford, Ralph Summers, Frances Summers, Sylvia Tatum, Alan Trotman, Margaret Jean Turner, Tony Turner, William Harold Twyman, Graham Waugh, Peggy Webb, Wilf Webb, Doreen Wheeler,
Maureen Williams, Patricia Ann Wilson, Marjorie Wilson, Anthony Wilson, John Wordnam, Graham Wordnam, Gwen Wordnam. And so a special prayer for All Saints' Day. God of holiness, your glory is proclaimed in every age. As we rejoice in the faith of your saints, inspire us to follow their example with boldness and joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We gather all of our prayers and memories into one and pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we stand again to sing. Sit down.
Our second reading is from John chapter 11, beginning at verse 18. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. This is the word of the Lord."
I don't know about you, but one of the things that really irritates me is when people say, "I know how you feel." Do you recognize that? The moments when you've been the victim of some tragedy or perhaps a bereavement, having lost someone you love, and people around you, seeking no doubt to be helpful and supportive, tell you that they know how you feel. I think the second on the list of most unhelpful comments made around the time that you lose someone is probably, "It will get better." Again, almost always said out of love, and I'm quite sure that I may have been guilty of that, saying that to people myself, but almost certainly it's unhelpful. And in at least one sense, it's untrue. Bereavement doesn't get better. It gets different. I'm very conscious that all of you gathered here this afternoon are carrying into this church a particular set of memories of thanksgivings, perhaps of regrets, and no doubt some hurts. And the first thing I want to say to you is that I don't know how you feel, but I know how I feel. This is an interesting day for me because for the first time in several years, I've put a name on the list of those to be remembered for the first time. In fact, I've put two names on the list. Most of the handful of names that I've asked to put on in the list in other years are people that have been perhaps dead for some while, like my own parents and aunts and uncles. But this year I've put on a particular very dear friend and also my cousin, who was also a very dear friend. She was a person that I would have shared my childhood with. And we were in very close contact all the time, and particularly over this last difficult year. But just before Christmas, she was admitted into hospital for what was to be just routine surgery. But she contracted COVID and never came home. So I'm carrying her, among others, into the service, and it hurts. I miss her. There's a big chunk of my past that she and I shared, that I know we had so much a connection, and that connection has been broken. She shared the same memories. I know how I feel this afternoon, but you don't. And you know how you feel this afternoon, and I don't. And that is not, of course, to say that we're alone. The whole point of community community of any sort, but perhaps community within the church in particular, is that we do this thing together. We share common experiences. There are, of course, common threads of bereavement. So I know a little bit about how you might be feeling, because I know about the emptiness and the regret and the pain that I felt. But I don't know how you feel. And that's why this service takes the form that it does. Because this service isn't a counselling session, although I admit that counselling can be extremely helpful. And this service isn't a funeral either, though it does bear some of the familiar likeness to that important rite of passage. But what we're doing is acknowledging that we're all hurting and remembering those we have loved and lost. By saying their name helps to keep their memory alive. It helps to remind us, because, of course, God doesn't need reminding, but it helps to remind us of our duty to the living biography of the people whose lives have intersected and intertwined with ours. God, however, does know your heart, and God does know how you feel. As we heard in our Bible reading, God, in the form of Jesus, experienced the death of a very dear friend. I always imagine that perhaps God grew up with Lazarus, or Jesus grew up with Lazarus, I should say. As a little boy, probably they played together, probably went to the school lessons, to the synagogue together. And with his sisters, I'm sure they got up to mischief. I like to believe that sort of Jesus, one that really lived our life. If we'd have been able to read on in that reading, and one we had this morning at church, we would have learnt that on hearing the news of Lazarus and approaching what was his grave, Jesus cried. Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. So when we read the names, it really did matter if all the people in your life whom you have lost were named, if at least named in your heart. And if they weren't named out loud, that doesn't really matter either. It doesn't matter if you've just remembered someone just now, or you were unable to pass that name on. Just hold that person in your heart. Remember them. And be assured and know that God remembers them. Because this service is actually not just for the people that we can remember either. Today, in fact, this very day marks 170 years since this church building came into being. And the stones of this place have been hallowed by the prayers, the tears, and the laughter uttered by countless thousands of Swindon people, those whom we will never know, but they're all part of the story. They're all part of our story. They're all part of God's family. And we symbolically remember them, knowing that God does. So why do funerals matter? Why does this day matter? Why do All Souls Day matter? Because people matter. And here is the key to the beginning, to the muddle our way through how it feels to be mortal, being fragile, being feeling alone, feeling broken. And that key is Jesus, the Jesus who died. Because I don't know how you feel, but Jesus does. And what is offered to us this afternoon is the promise that we are never alone. We are never alone. Those fears and dreads that we experience in the silent watches of the night are real, and they have to be faced, but we don't face them alone, ever. This service is without doubt a difficult one, and it's right that it is in a place where we can cry, where we can sit quietly with our own feelings of loss, whether they're terribly raw and new, or no less real but have changed, made different by time. But this afternoon is also pregnant with hope, because the sort of God who does know us, who does know you, who knows how you feel, also says to you, not this will get better, but this will get different. And that hole that is left in your heart by the loss of the person or the people named aloud or silently this afternoon, that hole is not filled, that person isn't replaced, but although we cannot see it yet, it's a shining with glory, because Jesus is risen from the dead and everything he says will be made new. And the task for us then this afternoon, the task for us every day, is to learn to begin to dare to believe that that is true. And it is better if we do that together. But we do it together, not knowing how each other feels, but knowing that we are together on this journey, of which our pain and sorrow is a vital part, but a journey that leads us to a garden and an empty tomb and a light such as the darkness can never overcome. Amen.
when I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, please respond with, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we never worship you alone. We are always surrounded by a great company of those whose life and truth have touched our lives. Make us aware that they are with us and we are with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for the lights that shone in the small corners of the world, for mothers and grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers, children, husbands and wives, neighbours, friends and colleagues, who gave us something never to be forgotten and shared a love never to be lost. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, you see face to face those whom we remember here, those we still love and miss and are not forgotten. Cheer us with the prospect of a day when there will be no more death or parting, and all shall be well and all shall be one. May those whom we remember today be among the first to welcome us to heaven, where with you in unending love and in the company of all the saints, we will share the feast of your everlasting family until that day. Keep us in faith. Fill us with hope. Deepen us through love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We stand for our final hymn.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you comforted your disciples when you were going to die. Now set our troubled hearts at rest and banish our fears. You are the way to the Father. Help us to follow you. You are the truth. Bring us to know you. You are the life. Give us that life to live with you now and forever. Amen. Now may Jesus, the Good Shepherd, enfold you with his love and fill you with his comfort and peace, his light and his joy in this world and the world to come. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you and those for whom you love, this day and always. Amen.